to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
they're great in small doses.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Oh, the mics are on.
What?
Yeah, the mics are on.
Oh, that must have sounded horrible. No. You know what I think would sound good? Have you ever heard the combo of whistling and the harmonica?
Oh.
The fantastic sound.
Great.
Maybe what we'll do to put people in a really good mood is do a little sunny side of the street. And better yet.
It's kind of a gloomy day.
Better yet, and this does not pop up often.
Mm.
Nostrilation.
Oh.
I haven't nostrilated.
No.
In years, probably.
No. It's been a while.
For those who don't know, I discovered nostrilation. And when I was in country radio, I was known as the king of nostrilation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get up on stage with a band and accompany them with my nose. Now, nostrilation is not something everybody can do, but it's simple. You close your mouth and hum through your nose. Then you reach up and you grab both nostrils and pinch them, and I'm telling you, it's like a fine stringed instrument. Listen. See? So now, sunny side of the street, give me a key. Got it.
Okay.
One, two. You know what would be better? If Peon, if you sang, grab your coat and get your... Can you do that?
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
One, two.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Wow.
You've got quite the voice.
So. Yeah.
Thanks.
No, that wasn't necessarily a compliment. That's like when somebody says, if they have a really ugly baby, and there are people that have ugly babies, and you see them, and they're in a stroller, and they say something like, hey, this is little Charlie. And you look at him, and you're thinking, this is one of the ugliest kids I've ever seen. So you say, well, isn't he something?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That way, you're not lying about it.
Yeah.
You're not telling the truth. Well, you're not. Well, you are telling the truth. He is something. He's an ugly kid.
Yeah.
An ugly baby. Or, well, now look at that little fella. And to you new parents, just because your little baby is cute, that is no guarantee that they won't grow up ugly. Dan, you were a cute baby.
Oh, yeah, I was.
From what I hear. Well, and look at you now.
I know.
So it can turn around on you. We know someone, and when they had this little girl, I remember thinking, this could be the cutest little girl I've ever seen. Up until she was about 12. And now?
And then it turned?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It just, you never, ever would have, if you look to the future, thought this is what she'll look like. So the good news there is we also know some people that had maybe the ugliest little boy I've ever seen. When he was a year or 2 years old, he was even hard to look at. It hurt your eyes to look at him. He was so ugly. And he looks like Brad Pitt now.
Wow.
Kid looks like a movie star. So don't get too excited if your kid's cute, and don't get too bummed out if the kid's ugly, because it can completely turn around on you.
Yeah, how about if it's your kid and you know he's ugly?
Yeah.
You know the kid's ugly. Yeah. And it's like,
and you do.
Yeah, you just can't.
You really do. You're kidding yourself if you don't. Because it's kind of like as an adult, if you look in the mirror, you kind of know if. I've always considered myself very average looking. I mean, the good news is I'm not hideously ugly, but I'm not George Clooney. I'm average. I'll take that. But you have to know if you look in the mirror and you look like Steve Buscemi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You either make the most of it, as he did, and be that exception to the movie star rule, or you're kidding yourself. And maybe some people are blind to what they look like. They look very, hey, I look great. No, you don't. No, you're that woman in the mall with the tight top and your big fat belly roll, and you can see every crease.
And those big spandex pants or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. So you don't know what you really look
do
like.
Do not wear that out.
Yeah, that's what I told everybody when Archie was born. I just wanted him. That's the only thing I was hoping for, that he wouldn't be ugly. All the other health, you know.
Who
cares
about that?
10 toes, 10 fingers, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, no, just so.
I don't want an ugly kid. And you had a 50% chance of having an ugly
kid.
Yes,
absolutely.
Look at you.
No, it was touch and go.
Thank goodness her DNA outdid your DNA. Right. And she kind of got the better part of him. He got the better part of her, I think. So once again, it's raining.
Oh.
This is really starting to get old. And somebody earlier today said to me, he says, Frank, what do you think about this rainy day? I said, to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, as punishment to you, because there was a little gap there. There was a little delay.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to redo it. And edit that out, because there was too much of a gap there, and you have to hear it again.
All right,
start, edit, point, here. But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
There you go. See how much better that sounds?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That will sound
exponentially
so much better. What?
Coming, that's a big, it's a big word. He just probably, he just discovered that word somewhere. So a little later, I have something I think is a lot of fun. People make fun of the National Enquirer, like it's just a rag and they make up stories. But because of the current issue, and my wife picked it up at the group, we never buy the Enquirer, but she brought it home. Because on the cover, you know, and they always have those bombshell revelations on the cover.
Yeah.
You know, is George Clooney dying of cancer? And then you read, no, he's not. But that's the way they posture it. But she brings this thing home. The current issue has Bill and Hillary on the front. And I'm going to tell you something. Inside, please, don't take this as a political.
It's the National Enquirer.
It's the Enquirer.
Yeah.
My point is this, for those of you who say, well, yeah, but that's the Enquirer. I have a list, and I went to several sources who track this stuff, of the things the Enquirer, the stories they broke that nobody else had. And at the time they had the stories, people went, well, I bet they're going to get sued. That's not true. And it was true. And the reason the Enquirer many times not only gets it right, but gets it before anybody else, they pay huge money. Let's say, give me somebody real famous, Jennifer Lopez. Let's say she goes in the hospital, and word gets out that somebody saw her admitted, even under another name. The Enquirer, like bloodhounds, they're on it, and they'll go to that hospital, and they'll pay a nurse $100,000 to get a look at the charts so that they can be the first to go, oh, pancreatitis or something.
Well, yeah, and that's how we heard all that Prince stuff that came out after, especially when they had to land the plane.
Yes.
And then the stories came out that he went in the hospital and they wanted him to stay overnight, but he wanted all his people wanted a private room and, you know, privacy and this and that, and they couldn't offer him that. So that's why they turned around and just checked out of the hospital and left right away.
And the Inquirer gets that stuff that nobody else gets. Michael Landon comes
to TMZ is the newest one. Oh, I mean, TMZ. They apparently have every...
Well, they're the digital broadcast version of the National Enquirer. Yeah. What they always were in print is TMZ. And TMZ also, you're right, they break stories that other people don't have. But the one that comes to mind, and I'll read you some others, is Michael Landon. I remember seeing it in the supermarket, Michael Landon dying of cancer. And I thought, wait a minute, this is the healthiest looking guy I've ever seen. And there were some initial denials by his public, and then they had to admit the Inquirer was right. And when people sometimes step forward and have a press conference, many times it's because they know the Inquirer is about to break the story. So they just head it off by, okay, you're going to be hearing about this soon. Kenny Rogers, I think they broke that story. That Kenny, I'll never forget this. And here's a lesson in how to handle, from a PR standpoint, how to handle something controversial like this. Word got out, and I'm pretty sure it was initially through the Inquirer, that Kenny Rogers was being blackmailed by some strippers because he paid them to talk dirty to him on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I will never forget. He goes on Larry King. And, of course, right away, Larry King, you know about these rumors. He goes, not rumors, they're true. It's true. He says, I like for women to talk dirty to me, and I like to talk dirty to them. And, yes, those tapes are legit. That's my voice. That was it. It was over. They couldn't hold him up. They couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
There was no extortion. It was over. It was over for them. And I thought, and by the way, do you know how long that was the story after he did that? About a minute. It was over. That's how you put those fires out. So I got some good stuff on the National Enquirer. And I'll just tease you by saying this. Do you know who is responsible for finding the killer of Bill Cosby's son? The National Enquirer.
Really?
Yes. And I'll tell you how that happened. And I'll tell you the shooter's name. You remember Ennis Cosby?
Yes.
Was his son. And he'd had a flat tire or something on somewhere out in California, yeah, on the freeway. And it was shot to death. And because of the Inquirer, they were able to arrest the guy. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Saying the same words he said a few years ago during the matrimonial ceremony where he became the husband of Angela and the father of Archie. Well, you didn't become the father of Archie when you said I did.
No.
That came later.
Yeah.
Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've been following. There have been a lot of people coming out just within the last week or so saying how much of a disaster this Brazil Olympics is going to be. Have you been following this at all? It's
the main factor. They're not ready.
Well, that and then the other huge factor is, I think they say potentially 500,000 people travel to the Olympic destination, you know, the athletes and then the right, you know, spectators. And then they have the Zika virus there. And so potentially that just you have everybody spreading that if they catch it.
And bringing it back here.
Well, bringing it back, across the entire globe.
I keep wondering about Zika, but it is Zika.
Zika virus, yeah. So, that's just, it should be interesting to watch. That, I think August is the...
And isn't the, there a big issue with the water there and everything? And
there's all kinds of issues.
Yes.
Plumbing and...
Brazil has had some of the facilities ready.
How were they picked? How does the Olympic committee
money
get together?
He's right. It's all about money.
Yeah.
Who wants to shell out the most money? And don't tell me there's not a lot of under-the-table money paid, because I promise you there is. And I love the expression. You've heard it, too. Zika and you shall find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's from the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, never heard of that.
What else do you have?
Next thing I have, Paul Harris mentioned this on Friday.
I like when he says
that's Paul Harvey. Yeah. I think you were on assignment or something, Friday.
I think I was, yeah.
about The Simpsons. The last 3 minutes of The Simpsons episode this previous Sunday were going to be live. And I really didn't understand what he meant by that. I saw it today. There's a clip online. And the problem with the clip is, the problem I've had with The Simpsons for a while now, it's just not entertaining anymore to me. I mean, I used to be the biggest Simpsons fans for, but you know, probably the first 15 years. What are they on, season 27 years now or something?
You know what, though? You burn out. This show burned out 8 years ago.
Yes, but they've managed to, so I'll play the audio from you. So they had Homer at the end of the episode sitting there, and apparently they were able to, you know, the animators were able to somehow link, because they had Dan Castellaneta doing the voice.
So did they let you see the people in the booth?
No, you just see Homer on screen.
Now, see, what would be more interesting, split the screen and show us Nancy Cartwright as she's doing the voice of Bart. Mm-hmm.
It's just watching. Homer sitting there. And and he ends up taking calls from, I guess they had people standing by on the phones, and maybe they gave out a phone number. And
well, how do they match his voice?
That's what the software they had was. Apparently, they had something either hooked to his mouth, I guess, wow. And watched, you know, as he spoke,
wow.
Homer's mouth would move on. So I'll go ahead and play the audio. But as you can see, you know, it just turns out to not be. It's an interesting concept, and technology-wise, I guess it was pretty advanced. Well,
it's a great opportunity and excuse for you to do your Homer, and I'll do my Marge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I'll go ahead and play the audio first so you can hear it.
Hello. I've gathered you here because I have an important announcement. This is the last episode of The Simpsons. It's been a great run. Just kidding. The Simpsons will never end. Now I've told you two lies. And to prove that we're live, on Saturday Night Live, last night, Drake was terrible. Now to take your call.
And he was.
Let's go to Hannah. Hannah, you're talking to Homer.
Hi there, what's Homer. You? My question for you is, who do you like more, Lenny or Carl, and why?
Lessie, I like Lenny because he's the black guy, and wait a minute, no. Wait, let me get back to you when I figure out who's who. Let's go to the next question. Amanda?
I'm wondering if you can give me any tips or tricks for making it look like I'm hard at work, but really I'm relaxing or taking a nap.
Always wear glasses with eyes glued onto them. Next question.
Can I stop you right here? This is horrible.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
First of all, he loses character.
Well, that's what somebody, you know, some of the people commented. Homer.
No, hear somebody.
Maybe they put processing on it afterwards, yes, or something. There's something wrong there because it doesn't sound like the Homer that we all are used to.
This sounds just like somebody who does a pretty good Homer,
yes,
but it's not Homer.
Yeah. And it sounds like the questions are, they already told those ladies, or the callers, here's the question we want you to ask.
Well, I'm sure they had a screener.
Because the answers would be funnier if that were the case, if they knew the question. These are horrible, lame answers.
Yeah.
I think they caught them, blindsided them with questions they don't know a funny answer to. Go ahead.
George, I think. Hello, George.
Hello, Homer.
What's your question?
So my question is pizza related. Do you prefer Chicago deep dish or New York style?
Let's see. I prefer Chicago deep dish because I like Italian better than Chinese. And now let's go to a planted call with a planted question. Let's go to... Hello? Joe.
Homer, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Is that your question?
That doesn't even sound like Homer. That doesn't sound like Homer.
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a hybrid, which is a combination of old and terrible. Next caller.
Huh?
Yeah, this is bad.
Chris. Yes, Chris. Yeah. What's your question or comment?
My question is, what's your favorite job? What was your favorite job?
My favorite job would have been being an astronaut because everything was done for me. And also, I could get away from the boy.
This is painful. What? No, this is absolutely painful to listen to.
And apparently, they did two versions. They did an East Coast and West Coast version, depending, you know, because
of the time.
It wouldn't be live if they.
No, this is beyond bad.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought today. So,
wow.
Do we have to hear more?
No. I mean, there's only 20 seconds.
Oh, homie, why did you agree to do something so terrible?
I don't know. I needed writers to write me some funny lines.
See, what we just did is better than what they did.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
man.
You know what? We could act like we're the actual voices and do the same thing here. Well, I'll show you how it would go. And I'm going to turn it over to Marge Simpson. Marge is going to field calls. And Marge, I think our first call is from a listener named Dan.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk to him. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Marge. How are you?
I'm great.
You and Homer, when you got married...
Homie, it's for you, too.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great.
That's great. Better Homer than the real Homer. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dan.
How long did it take you guys to consummate your marriage after you were married?
Oh, homie. Tell the truth that we still never have.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk on our wedding night, and so it actually did not happen. Oh, that's true. I have tried to stay drunk the whole time I've been married to you, Mark.
Well, that hurts my feelings. Next caller. My next caller is Tom Brokaw. Go ahead, Tom.
Tom, how are you?
Homie, it's Tom Brokaw.
Hey, Tom.
This is great. Hi, I'm so happy to speak to you guys, since you guys are on another network.
I can't believe we're talking to him.
But I am.
He's such a big star.
Yes, he is, Mark.
When you guys sit down and watch TV on your couch, you guys watch NBC Nightly News?
Homie, can I take this one?
Sure, go ahead, Marge.
Not since you're not there anymore, we don't.
No, that's right. My favorite news personality was Ted Koppel.
Yeah, he's got great hair.
Next question.
Wow.
There you go. Better, I think, better than that crap we just heard.
Yeah.
That was a terrible idea.
Yo, this is Sylvester Stallone. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, really good stuff.
Why don't you learn how to talk?
See, I thought you were going to say, and this I would have watched, split screen. They have a computer that, as Nancy Cartwright or whoever speaks, the character speaks, and you get to watch them at work. That I would watch.
Yeah, I know they've done that a few times before. We'll let the voice actors, footage of them on either a script read or something.
That would be great if right now, driving through St. Louis, who are the creators of The Simpsons? What, Matt
Groening?
Yeah. Let's say he's driving through, and he hears us. And we get a call after the show.
Oh, I know what those actors make now.
And he says, you know what? He says, who does the voice of Marge?
Well,
whoever she is, he says she's got severe laryngitis and can't work.
Julie Kavner.
Yeah. She was on Rhoda. We need somebody to fill in and lay in some voice tracks. Would you guys be willing to come out to L.A. and do it for $50,000?
Yeah.
No, of course we would.
A fifth of what...
I'd be more than happy to come out.
I'm not talking to you.
I'll take a fifth of what Dan Castellaneta is making right now.
I'm going to tell you something. That actually is really good. No, that's a great... That's a great... That's a good one. I hope he's not listening. I think it's better than Paul Harvey's because I've heard him do his.
Harris.
Okay, whatever. what else do you have?
That was it.
All right. And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Well, mine is pertaining to John Landoff.
Well, let's make it the commercial because I have to do, when you're finished, John Landoff, let's just make this the commercial.
Okay, we'll just roll it all into.
And now with a true story about Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Here's Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
you're
Frank. Was just there last night and today buying my daughter, Alyssa, a car.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I know. I don't talk about her much, but her car, she had a little used car that we bought from a listener, actually, about a year and a half ago or something like that, and the idle part in the computer went bad, and she needs CV boots and everything.
So it died, and the repairs were going to be outrageous.
Yeah, it was going to be crazy. So we
CV boots?
Yeah, CV boots.
Yeah, you would know what that is.
No, I have no idea what that is.
To do with the
front axle.
Tires and axles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we went to John Londoff, and Alyssa was like, because we need to get her a car to go back and forth to school, because next year she's going to take her car to school. So we went, and we looked at some used cars, and she ended up getting her a Chevy Aveo.
Is that Matt Groening calling you?
Who is it?
Yeah, it's Matt Groening.
Is it?
He left a text. See you in Hollywood. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Wow. So we ended up getting a 2010 Chevy Aveo from Mark Thornton and Christy Thornton there, and saw Chip Unterberg, and I saw a whole bunch of people, and John wanted to meet Alyssa, so we went up to his office, and he got to meet Alyssa and everything, and he told some Frank stories, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he talked to some Frank stories. Now, Christy... I'm telling you, Christy looks like your wife.
Really?
Yeah, she could be. They could be sisters. So you're going to have to see her. And by the way, they're going to be at the Window World trivia night, Christy.
So
and
if
Mark,
I get caught with her, I can go, "Hey, I thought it was my wife."
Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, exactly, exactly.
For people, I think it's interesting sometimes that people think that we get free cars or something.
No.
Because we talk. You paid.
Yes.
What anybody else would have paid.
Yeah.
I have paid sticker, which some people get a better deal than that, and I've never, ever minded, because John Londoff spends a fortune to be part of this show. I don't hesitate to pay sticker price from any car I buy from him, but I think there are people that think, well, Dan mentioned it because now his daughter gets a free car. No. It doesn't work.
Not at all.
It doesn't work that
way.
But
we did go. I did go up there yesterday, and I found a car that I thought she would love. And it was another Aveo, but it wasn't the little hatchback. And I sent her pictures and everything. She didn't like it. And then we went up and looked at it, and she's like, "I don't know. I don't really like that." She sat in it. She didn't like it. And then
kids are real picky when they're not paying for it.
I know. And then while we're looking at another car, one of the sales guys comes out. He goes, "I got to get the mileage off this." I said, "Uh-oh, is that being sold?" He goes, "Yeah, I got somebody in my office right now that's going to buy this car." I'm like, "Uh-oh. Well, that one's off the market." So.
So she likes it.
Oh, yeah. We ended up finding another one, which is perfect for her.
See, sometimes when one gets away from you, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because had that not happened, she wouldn't have ended up with it.
Yeah. So this one's perfect.
And here's the other thing. That's a small car, and that's very smart, and I'll tell you why. She goes to college. If she had a big car, 10 kids would try to pile in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. You got your own car?
Yeah.
Take us to whatever. So... small is better.
And I'm amazed at how much room is in this thing, though.
Oh, it's a small car, but it's got headroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hatchback.
It's great, yeah.
So she can get all her stuff in there. If you're smart, you'll have a rule, like I used to have. No more than one other person in the car, except for very, very special exceptions for whatever reason. But monitoring that is impossible.
Yeah.
She's going to have... three other kids in the car. She just is. And there's not much you can do about it. My son, my second son, we bought him a used Explorer. Sorry, John, but you weren't on the air then. And he was at Mizzou. He got hit at an intersection, a stoplight. He ran a red light and was T-boned, and it rolled the Explorer up on its top, upside down. I mean, right at the intersection, it flipped it over. It hit so hard.
Wow.
And there were four kids in there, including him, and nobody got hurt. And I thought, boy, did we dodge a bullet there. Because somebody else's kid in your kid's car, mm-hmm. and he ran a red light. But everybody was fine.
So everyone, we walked out of there really happy. I was extremely happy with the car, and it just fits her perfectly.
Tommy, did you hear about Alyssa's new car?
That's terrific.
Yes, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to burn that out. We're going to do that until you're sick of it.
Heck yeah.
All right, well, good for her.
Yeah.
So there, I'll wrap this up, and then we'll finish Dan's segment. Do you have any more contribution?
No, not really. That was basically it.
So we wrap it up with this. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, and even if they don't have it on the lot at Johnny Londoff, they'll find it for you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they'll find it. They did that for me, and they'll do it for you. And of course, new. My goodness, take a look at that Impala. Get yourself a Chevy Spark. they have too many of them.
Oh, the Spark
is a car that's priced so ridiculously low. Yes, it's a small car, but it's brand new. It's a terrific car. So check it out. You know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com. We need to close the Burke segment. All right. We're going to be back with some other good stuff and your calls. And then about 4:30, Colin Jeffrey will be in today with some entertainment stuff. Don't go away. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And speaking of cars, we're going to check and see how many are on the highway with Tim Weiland. Tim?
We've got some problems out there. You've got an accident on westbound 40 at Hampton that's blocking the two center lanes that has you backed up to Compton. They cleared an accident that was on southbound 55 at Bates. It was blocking a lane, but traffic is slow from Gasconade down through about Bates, and then things open up after that. They're working with an accident on westbound 70 just before Highway 370. That's off on the right shoulder, but you're slow from the Earth City Expressway all the way out through 370. Now I'm looking at a new accident. It's on westbound 44, eastbound 70, whatever it is, on this, in the depressed section. Looks like the right lane is blocked, and you're backed up to Salisbury. And there is another accident on Tesson Ferry at Concord School Road, or Concord, East Concord Road. Concord School Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take John Carney with you?
Oh, I'd love to go on a trip, but don't make me sit on the hump. I don't want to sit on the hump.
No.
Oh, can we stop and see the world's largest ball of twine? That would be so cool.
No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, so I don't really get to go with you?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. The last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com. Stop what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're thinking about going to the store and taking out a small loan to buy razor blades. Don't do it. Do what I did years ago. Go to harrys.com and have your razor blades sent to your home courtesy of Harry's Razors. They come from a German factory, German engineered, five blades. What's great about Harry's Razors is that gook and grime doesn't get caught between the blades. And more importantly, the blades last and last. And oh boy, do they last. Tired of shaving with a butter knife? Harry's.com. Introductory offer. For $15, you get a nice heavy-duty razor, three replacement cartridges, and shaving cream for $15. But wait, there's more. Mention KTRS. Put KTRS in the promo code and take $5 off. Free shipping, full refund if you're not happy, a great razor, great blades, great shaving cream, and they last. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS.
Free trials of a shockingly effective belly flattener called Newbiotics are now being given away to this station's first 100 callers. I repeat, free trials are now being given away. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 callers? Ready? Set. Call now. 1-800-600-5971. Limit one free trial per household. If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Again, free trials of this shockingly effective belly flattening discovery are now being given away to the first 100 callers. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 to call? Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971. 1-800-600-5971.
Hello, Jay Randolph. With a question, is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are 6 locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at ellisbatteries.com. That's ellisbatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
Start easy,
addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, if you'd like to chat with us about anything, I'm going to give you the numbers. Then while I do a little business, Dan will put your name on the screen. We don't care what you call about. If there's something you want to know, we're real smart. We could probably answer just about anything. You need guidance? You're talking to the right people. 314-969. Or if you want to share something with us we didn't know, something great that's coming up on TV or the movie theaters, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, *KTRS. While you call, I'll do this. I will remind you that the longest-running advertiser we have on this show is American Equity Mortgage. That's not why you want to do business with them, just because they've been on with us 24 and a half years. You want to do business with them because when you need a mortgage, these people have a lot of experience, more experience than almost all these other mortgage companies you hear advertising, because a lot of them are copying American Equity Mortgage. So you need to know that. You need to know that in the process of getting that mortgage, they will get you as good a rate as anybody, better than most, and they work fast. You also need to know that if you're a homeowner and you think because your mortgage is not with them, and I'm sure that's the case for some of you, that you can't turn to them for a home equity loan or a debt consolidation loan. That's not true. They'd be happy to help you with that, and they're really good at it. The number one item on the list of priorities when it comes to home equity loans or bill consolidation loans is getting credit cards paid off, because smart people know better than to make minimum credit card payments month after month after month, especially if you're a homeowner. You don't have to do that. There's a better way, a less expensive way, and a quicker way to get those credit cards paid off. And they'll tell you all about it at American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. I'm going to talk to David. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, David. What's up?
Well, like I told Ben, I'm talking about one of his favorite subjects.
What's that?
Kidney stones.
Oh.
Oh boy, you have one?
And it cannot come up by itself.
Oh, they got to go in after it?
All right. Here's the big question: Are they going to go up your urethra, Franklin, or are they going to have to cut you open?
I think he's going to cut me off. He's going to do the sound
pulverize it.
Oh, and try to break it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be great if they could do that.
But don't if they go up through the
urethra,
urethra. They it's like a tiny forceps, isn't it?
Yes.
It just kind of pulls it up.
And it grabs. It's like a little scoop or something, and grabs that, and then.
And those things don't have smooth edges, from what I've heard.
The kidney stones.
To me.
But here's the biggest problem. My doctor just put me on aspirin.
Why is that a problem?
Blood thinners.
Oh.
Okay.
I got to wait till next Tuesday.
Oh, you have to wait until next Tuesday to get this done?
Why does your blood have to be thin when they do that?
Well, he told me that if he did it yet today, which he was scheduled to do it, I would end up with a huge hematoma.
Really?
Oh. So, yeah, I guess because of the aspirin causing the blood not to clot as well. But I had to think of you, Dan, about kidney stones when he told me I had a kidney stone.
Oh, man.
Well, I've never had them, but I feel sorry for anybody who has. I've seen Dan in here turn pale and have to run. Dan dropped one in the urinal.
Yeah.
And brought it in and showed it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And sometimes passing them is not exactly a blessing because it can be very painful.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I thought I'd passed it Sunday afternoon because I had a sensational feeling going down my urethra. And all of a sudden, it's like, nope, nothing there in the strainer.
Wow, that's crazy. And they're going in after, are trying to use the sonic thing to break it up, even when it's inside you? Well, I mean, even if...
Well, yeah, they don't do it when it's sitting out on the table.
No, even when it's inside the tube coming out.
I don't know if it's inside the tube yet. It may be right there at the opening.
Well, to take your mind off of it while you're in there, just take your mind to another place. Start thinking about the great joke, and the punchline is, I just shot the dog. And I don't know if you know that joke, but you can...
Well, I got a good joke for you.
Well, hang on here. I got to get some. I haven't had to do this for a while.
No.
Go ahead.
What's the best exercise for a lazy person?
Well, that's not a joke, okay? That's more of a limerick, and I don't know. What is it?
Diddly squats.
What is that? Diddly squats. That is so bad.
Brother.
David, here's the thing. One thing about us, we're brutally honest. That is a horrible joke.
Blame Reader's Digest on that one.
Yeah, don't ever. One, don't read Reader's Digest. Those are jokes for 98-year-old people. And two, never tell that joke again. You'll lose friends. You will.
Next caller, please.
I promise I will never tell that joke again.
Hi, David. That was horrible.
Okay, thank you, David. Good luck with the stone. Good luck with the kidney
stone.
Yeah,
good luck, David.
Hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, that...
Oh, that's horrible. That is such a horrible feeling.
I don't have firsthand experience with it. Not, I haven't had any, but I told you before, I watched my dad must have had them 20 times. And when you hear your own dad, when you're 14, 15, you hear your dad screaming like somebody's being murdered.
Yeah.
And see the paramedics come in and fight him because he's just kicking and screaming. It's not a pleasant thing to look at. And then you go to the hospital and you hear him down the hall. Give me that guy, that male scream. And you don't find out till later, and you ask him why he was screaming, and he tells you what a cystoscope is. And that's the probe they run up your urethra, Franklin.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
It's like one of those Roto-Rooter snakes, isn't it?
Yes, it
did
not sound pleasant.
Ugh.
A quick hit with Ronald, then we'll take a break. Ronald, how are you?
Just fine, yourself?
Let me check. How we doing?
Great.
Good.
We're doing great, Ronald. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I feel real good. I'm finally retired.
Well, good for you. What are you retired from?
Well, I used to work in a factory. What? I used to milk squirrels.
Okay, I knew this was a joke. Oh, this is
you milk squirrels.
This is a joke.
Yeah,
I knew it when he started. Okay, we'll act like we're biting.
Where?
Yeah.
Tell us
what's,
more,
what's
please.
What's the punchline?
The punchline.
Yeah.
How did you milk
That's
squirrels?
It. No. Let me tell you a joke.
Hang on. Go ahead.
Okay, there was this guy that went to the convenience store, okay?
Okay.
And he was getting up all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in the convenience store, and he got in line.
Mm-hmm.
His arms was full, and his back of his neck started itching. He was trying every way to scratch it, but he couldn't do it. So he took his tongue and scratched the back of his neck. He felt a tap on his shoulder. When he turned around, this girl says, I love you.
I get it. I get it. The tongue on the shoulder and everything else in the back of his neck.
Are you a professional comedian?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, why?
Well, you're down in...
That was a great joke. I just thought maybe you might tell jokes for a living.
Wait, you're calling from Florida, right, Ronald? You said you were...
Yeah, I'm calling from Florida.
Well, we're glad to have you listening down in Florida.
A good friend of mine...
Oh, boy.
Told me I should give y'all a call.
I bet his name is Dave.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. He's been listening a long, long time.
Yeah, I know. He told me about that.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Tonight's a big night for me.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, every Tuesday night we have our poker game.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's your night to poker?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ronald. Have a great retirement, okay?
You too.
Yeah. He probably should retire from telling jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be a good idea.
Oh, my
goodness. All right, what's going on today?
I don't know.
Get the astrological chart out and see how the stars are lined up. I'm going to introduce you to Amenies, unless you already have introduced yourself to Amenies by just going in there. If you haven't, what can I say to get you to go in there? Do you like to play pool? Do you like pinball machines? Do you like arcade games? You go, I don't like any of that. I don't like games. Okay, how about this? Do you like fine, really, really fine furniture or beautiful lighting fixtures, Jaffe lighting? They're all upstairs. Do you like rugs, area rugs, both handmade and machine-made rugs? Some of the most beautiful rugs you'll ever see. Do you like patio furniture? Good patio furniture, not junk furniture, not that stuff that we bought some patio furniture one time. Within a month, the wicker, you know how wicker is woven like a basket, started popping loose. And once they start to pop, it just unravels, and the whole thing fell apart. They don't sell any junk at Amenies. They only sell the best made in every category. And the selection they've decided to go with and the items in the store, in a way, don't make any sense. There's no other store with this selection of items. Like, who sells a jukebox and then beautiful handmade rugs? Amenies. That's it. You got to see the store to appreciate it and understand it. So it's Copper Dome, middle of Chesterfield Valley. Go in, tell them you're AM to PM. Even if you just want to look around, that's okay. Amenies, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenies.com. Don't go away. We'll take your calls after the news. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.